Humor is often funny because of contrast and because of how you say it. So the old joke goes, a man put in a skylight in his apartment and his upstairs neighbor got very upset. It is funny because something is in the wrong place. Today's gospel in Ukrainian had a very simple proposition. There is one thing important in your life. You. Simple, direct, but it's put in a dramatic fashion. A person who is rich gathers a lot of things, a great position of authority, and he thinks to himself, what can I do? I have nowhere to put my stuff. Comedians speak about this. We have the experience of packing our garages, our closets, our empty bedrooms with stuff that we will never use. That is a common feature of our life in America. So he thinks to himself, you know what? I'll forget about me. I'll build new buildings. I'll get more places to put my stuff. And I'm just going to have a blast. I'm not going to care about me. And sometimes people say, because the gospel story that Jesus tells is this. Tonight, you will die. And all that stuff that you gathered, who will get it? The answer is simple, although not direct. It won't be me. It's going to be somebody else. The Romans had a beautiful saying. Property and money changes owners every day. Sometimes looking at this negative aspect, we can even be frightened, but the goal of the gospel is not to scare you. It's to free you. It's to give you perspective and to see what is valuable in your life. And the answer is obvious. You. You are valuable. Not what you own. Not what you achieve, not what people think about you, but you as a human being have the ability to be great because everyone has the ability to be good. And as much as other people may determine and judge what your success is, the gospel today says, but you have freedom. You don't have to care about what people say. What you should care about is who you are. And there's great freedom in that. Because now I don't have to run after getting the best car, the best house, the best social position, be seen with the most popular people. Because I am content. Because I know my goal is to become a good person. And if tonight the Lord calls me, I don't care about the stuff. I care about my family, my friends, even those people who I don't know who I've tried to help. So people sacrifice a lot for getting stuff, for achieving great art. How many artists work for hours at a time creating great art? But the greatest art you will ever create is you. If you let yourself go and achieve anything, create anything. It's like the person who has great pieces of art in their house, wonderful furniture, great kitchenware, the best of everything, and has no roof. Everything will be ruined if you don't build yourself. And this is not to scare you. Imagine the joy of the gospel that says, even if you have been a bad person all your life, like the good thief on the cross, at the last minute, you can say, I'm sorry, I want to be a better person, and then hear from Christ's own lips, today you will be with me in paradise. That is a successful life. That is human achievement. And so when you read the gospel, sometimes you can say, boy, they're trying to scare me. No, they're trying to free you, give you the freedom of choice, the ability to see what is valuable in life, so that you become the person who uses everything and is used by nothing, is the person who is free to choose and is not a slave of anything. The goal of the gospel is freedom, and you and your heart and your life as a good human being is the greatest work of art that you and God can ever do. And there is great freedom in realizing that you are the most important thing in your life. Slava Isusu Hristu!